Latitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
And we're back. Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show, Halloween edition. Ooh. The spookiness. Anyways, welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Everyone on Periscope, welcome. If you're listening on Stitcher, also welcome. If you're listening on iTunes, welcome. Anywhere you're listening, welcome. But we are going to get into our second. I could have just said that by saying anywhere you're listening, but I decided to make people feel more welcome.
Is it really? We welcome you wherever you are.
Wherever you are, welcome. That's a good one. So anyways, let's get into our next segment here. Segment two, Guilty Pleasures.
Yay.
Wait, hold on. What? What now? All right, so.
Well, if you don't like it, tell our intern.
Yeah, tell our intern, Marty.
Who?
Our intern, Marty.
Marty?
Marty's our intern. This, and it's not McFly. Don't you dare
say
it.
I wasn't saying McFly. No, it's...
It's Marty.
It's Marty Newell.
What does that mean? I don't
understand. N-E-W-E-O-L. That's his name.
I don't know what that means.
He's Marty Newell.
Is this
Newell to the show.
Oh. That was a good... No, that's a good pun.
No,
good
actually, pun. He's Seymour...
And
no, actually, his name is S'mores. S'mores Tootsie Roll.
No.
Come on.
No. Man. This is a family show. Anyway.
We're all family.
Get your material from somewhere else besides the Tonight Show.
Yeah, and don't ask Alexa for any material either. Don't do it.
Tell me a joke.
What is a plumber's favorite shoe? Clogs.
Sorry. All right, did you like that one, Steven? So
I don't know why, but she tells the best jokes ever. I gotta get one
so the mister has brought his companion the Echo Tap with him.
No,
today.
I call her Becky. She's Becky.
Oh no.
You name your stuff. You do.
I didn't realize we named our echoes.
Yeah, no, I named Echo. Echo sounds so.
What other stuff have you named?
Well, don't forget, Betty used to be my navigator.
Yes, that I remember.
Yeah. You had it, really?
Yeah, I named my navigation system Betty.
Oh, I do remember that because we were driving one day. I was like, why is her name Betty? I was like, what is this?
Yeah. I had a Tom Tom, and so I would say Tom.
So I have Betty. You had Tom Tom, I had Betty.
So that's, yes, we had Betty.
Oh.
One time it was Stephanie.
It's Alexa, because if you call Alexa? Her, what name? Becky, she will not respond.
Can't you program her to say?
Amazon, Echo, or Alexa. That's it.
Yeah, you need to be able to change that. And I wish you could change the voice.
I think it'll happen, though.
Probably.
Because they do that on the voice. Siri, you can actually change Siri to call you whatever you want, and then I think you can call it whatever it wants. I think, but I don't know if that's true.
I don't know why we're referring to
an
application as though it were a sentient being.
No, but it's like Alexa.
Becky is sensitive.
Not
see?
That's a different word than the one I used, but okay.
I don't know what word you
have. Have you met society today? We really like our technology, okay? Anyways, let's get into guilty pleasures here. You got a guilty pleasure over there besides Alexa over here?
Alexa's not guilty pleasure.
It is for me because I don't own one, but I want one now.
I figured you did. It must be like a dot.
Several.
Yeah, and she's got dots to go with it.
What is that?
It's the Echo Dot. So it's a kind of a compact version.
Okay.
Only unlike the Tap, it doesn't have a battery pack on it. Although I did order some while we were sitting here.
Of course you did.
And it doesn't have the same awesome speaker sound that the Echo has. It's just a smaller, but you can
something you could take with you.
It's a little more portable. You can put them around the house. It's cool because it can answer questions, tell you the weather, play music.
Huh. Kind of like that.
And I'm going to start doing some tech in the house so that you can actually like turn on lights and turn off lights and stuff like that.
So when you're sitting down, you got to say, Alexa, turn the lights off. And you don't have to get up and turn the lights off.
Oh, there we go.
Well, it's a more sophisticated clapper. I don't know why you're giving me that look.
The same reason I didn't like the clapper,
I don't care about that. I would have. I'm one of those people that used to have a clapper.
Okay? Why am I not surprised?
Really, I was that person.
That is awesome. I've never had a clapper.
Oh, man, I love those things. I used to have the lamps, too, where you just touch them once and they get brighter, and then you touch them again and they turn off.
Yes. You do realize when they come out holograms for, like, where you can press something, and, like, if our son is in another room and she wants to talk to him, and you'll have the video.
You have, like, a video?
Hologram of him where you can talk to him. You know who's going to be the first person to sign up for it? So that way...
No, because I will sign up for that before she does, because that just sounds cool. Holograms? Come on, man.
Just go knock on
the door.
I've
been waiting for holograms since, like, 1990.
Well, you need a friend anyway.
Yeah, I do. So, Anyways, let's get the guilty pleasure before we run out of time.
I thought we just did.
Was that the guilty pleasure?
No,
because holograms. I feel like it kind of was our guilty pleasure.
Holograms? Yeah, there you go. Do you have one?
Holograms is your guilty pleasure.
No, it's not.
It's not even real
yet.
See,
you wasn't paying attention because you were on your phone.
The Alexa.
They have those hologram stickers.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know. And they have them in the movie.
Good.
What other guilty pleasure do I have?
Are we running out of guilty pleasures here?
No.
Are we running out of guilty pleasures? We've talked about music. We've talked about shows. We've talked about movies.
Yeah. Well, because we talked about my penchant for... B disaster movies, right? I love those things. I actually talked about them a lot while I was
there. Well, speaking of Halloween, does anyone have like a guilty pleasure of Halloween, like Halloween movies? Ones that you wouldn't think, you know, to watch
during Halloween?
No, see, I watch comedy Halloween movies. Like Young Frankenstein is my favorite of all time.
Charlie Brown.
Like is there like a guilty pleasure of that? Like do you still watch, would you go back and watch Charlie Brown, the Great Pumpkin?
Now that I mention it, sure.
I mean, like so that's fair. So we actually watch the whole gamut of the Charlie Brown Christmas or in Halloween and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the Thanksgiving one not as good as Christmas or Halloween.
I've got a better series to watch.
The pumpkin
this
one.
This isn't yours. This is mine.
Oh, okay. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
The pumpkin one's good, though.
See why he's such a meanie head? So
is that going to be like the theme of this show now? Meanie head as a theme?
Well, I mean, I think we've proven out he's mean.
Yes. So, I'm so horrible.
On multiple shows.
I'm still wondering why she said yes.
Oh, gosh. She brought up the guinea pig. It took her like one segment to bring up the guinea pig.
Funny family moment of the week. I did have one. I forgot.
Oh, no.
So, we get home from the eating yesterday, and you can go back to your story, but we get home, and our wonderful son finds a lizard.
A tiny lizard, tiny anole.
Right. So, he picks it up, because he's got a lizard in his room. He's like, ooh,
it's
lunch.
He's a bearded dragon.
So, he's got...
Ooh.
So, he takes the little lizard and feeds him to the bigger one. And I'm sitting here watching this thing chase it down like...
It hunted it.
It hunted it down in the cage.
Yeah.
Put him in his mouth hole. And at the end of his mouth, you see the little tail going back and forth.
Why is this a guilty pleasure for you?
No, this is funny moment. Family moment.
That's not funny. But that's just wrong.
I'm watching this. I'm like, why is the same kind of animal eating the same animal?
It's not like
is a lizard eating a lizard?
It's not like feeding chickens chicken liver. I mean, it's
no, it is.
No. Why chickens in the wild eat grass and worms, right?
Well, that's
lizards in the wild eat other lizards.
I know, but you different species do not eat the same.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a dragon though. So those are the bigger lizards. Those are the ones that they're. You know.
Well, it's not an iguana. I mean, it's a bearded dragon.
No, it's a bigger. It's a bigger one.
Is it bearded
right?
Dragon? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how big so, is it? Like that big?
Yeah, it's no, about it's that big right now.
Is this,
no, it's yeah, it's about that. It's yeah. No, it's a. It's, oh. Okay. It's, so I mean, it's still growing. It's not even a year old yet.
Oh gosh, yeah, it's gonna grow like here because the tail is gonna be like twice as long. Yeah.
Anyway, that was my funny.
Really? I mean, like
watching that. No, watching.
I think that was
kind of just traumatized me for a while. Now, like I don't ever want to see a lizard.
Don't
eat
go,
another
you know.
Lizard.
Then don't watch any, you know, National Geographic videos.
I don't.
Why I don't?
I really.
There's
wow.
a reason I watch sports.
All right.
I don't see athletes eating other athletes. So hey, I'm good.
Okay. First off, that'd you're be getting creepy. Into it really bad.
Yeah.
It's a lizard, right? Put it in context.
I did. He ate another lizard. That's more as context as I can get.
It's not cannibalism if you're a lizard. So
I don't know. I don't know lizard law. They might have a law, and I don't know. But
cows don't eat cows.
Wow.
They might.
I'm in awe of the two of you right now, and I'm.
It's kind of what we do, but you know,
I'm feeling like uncomfortable.
Well,
okay.
I feel bad for
well, we
ruining
did our job.
Your story here. So what you were talking about?
No, I anyway, think I'm done. My story is, you know,
the
I like
peanuts,
Charlie Brown
right?
movies, right?
Yeah, Charlie Brown. All right. Well, you said Charlie Brown. Mine would be the vacation movies.
Really?
I had love those movies.
We have
you should be guilty about what? Watching. They're what? Horrible.
They're not horrible. Mm. They're a cult
I have to
classic.
Watch the Christmas Vacation every year. My family loves it. We grew
absolutely.
Up on
absolutely Christmas.
We have to.
But like the European Vacation was
no European
bad.
Vacation was horrible.
That was bad.
But
I mean,
it's around Thanksgiving.
Family Vacation was bad enough with the dead grandma and the rest
that
of it.
Was great. That
you
was
know,
great.
Christmas Vacation had its interesting parts with the blowing up of the, you know, the restroom and the RV and the tree and the lights that blinded the neighbors. That was kind of funny.
And he kidnapped his
but
boss.
European Vacation was horrible.
Yeah. Dude,
horrible.
I would take Vegas Vacation over that one. Anyway.
Really?
I liked Vegas Vacation.
Vacation
was funny.
Bad. But I would take the European one over that one.
Really?
Yeah, the vacation movies during the holidays is when I start watching them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone else that I talk to always watches like Home Alone or something like that, which I get, but it's just too old. Like, it's just too cliche.
Yeah.
Too cliche.
I can't watch Home Alone because it's Macaulay. I just, Macaulay Culkin. I just.
It's such a shame, right? Because he was so cute in those movies.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest thing is probably around this time of year is family movies. Like, you know, stuff like that.
Oh, like the Halloween family movies.
Halloween,
yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Heck, I grew up on Casper.
I absolutely love yeah. one of the best things that they do
Teen
on
Wolf.
TV every year around Halloween is the Halloween shows they do.
Oh,
like
the
this
ABC
week
family.
Was back Blackish. I don't know if you got have you seen
Goldbergs.
Sorry, seen it? Goldbergs, of course, but Speechless.
I haven't
is
seen
another
it.
One. It's
I know
very
you guys
funny.
Like Speechless.
Oh my gosh. So if you have not watched Speechless since it started this season, go watch it on demand or something. It is absolute Minnie Driver. This show is hysterical. Oh my gosh. It's just absolutely
tell
hysterical.
Tell about the costume at the end.
The DeLorean.
Oh.
So the dad had made a DeLorean costume for the son in the wheelchair to wear.
Yeah.
Had the lift up doors and
he was drunk and
the kid had gone to a party and had managed to get himself drunk, so he's like driving the DeLorean, he crashes it. It was funny.
And each person in the family is dressed up as somebody from the movie. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's Mario. Hilarious.
Yes, yeah, so they have a family costume. Just like in Blackish, they have a family costume.
I like that they did The Incredibles. That was kind of
yeah,
cool.
That was very
that
cool.
Was cool.
That was very the but, Purge was a little weird. Yeah. But the yeah, Purge was a little weird.
But it's nice every year for shows to do that because that's good to do.
Yeah, no, I mean I love it when they do that.
I love the holiday themes.
The holiday themes are great because I always loved Big Bang Theory when they did the Halloween parties and everything mm-hmm. else. I love that. I'm a huge fan of that stuff. I haven't seen this. I think it was, what, Thursday was Big Bang, so they might have had a Halloween episode. I don't know. But anyways, let's go into a new segment. You want
to go ahead?
Yeah, let's do it. I want to do it. So this is a segment here we like to call Truth or Lie on the show here. So we're each going to tell a truth and a lie, but you're not going to know which one it is.
No, that's not how this works.
Is that not how it works? What? How does
we
it work?
We each wrote down a truth and a lie.
Okay.
So the other two will pick the number of whichever, you know, what the two things. And yes. Then, so if like you, you know, so if you tell me that you want me to do, to, you know, go with number one, then you'll read out what my number one was. And then I'll try to convince you that it's, you know.
Oh, we're going to do it that way.
Yeah. Okay. And then you'll decide whether or not I'm telling a lie or I'm telling the truth. And if, and, you know.
We okay. really need to talk to our producer before the show.
Marty,
how you
Marty is fired today.
Because Marty didn't tell me that's how we were going to do it.
It's how it Marty, works on the... okay,
oh,
so...
Are we trying to totally rip off something?
No, it's not a rip off.
It's not a rip off because you want to do it. Okay. Yeah.
So, all right. So Marty didn't tell me that... Marty told me what we were going to do is read them out loud and you have to see if it was a true truth or a lie.
Oh, so you'd have to pick which one was true and which one was a lie? Yeah. No, then we should do two truths and a lie, because that's the like that's the general way that's played.
So
is,
I have
is
to
you
convince,
give two true things and one false thing about yourself and let everybody figure out which one's the false one.
So I have to convince you that my truth
that they're
is true. The truth.
Well, that they're both. I mean, you really want to trick us, right? So you want us to guess incorrectly that your truth, like, so you want us to say your truth is a lie and that your lie is the truth in order to win,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. Well, so,
so do you want, so would you like me to go first so I can lead the way here?
Yeah, sure.
Scary.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So what are we doing?
So you two decide whether you want me to
go to
you
the first
want,
one.
Number one or number two
number
out
one.
Of my two items.
I don't know what number one is, so I'll go with number one.
You're just gonna go with number one.
Even though I do like saying two. You number two.
All right. So Stephen, would you please reveal the right. number one item?
Okay, so number one was a QVC customer of the day winner.
That's true. Absolutely true. I don't need to hear anything else from my wife.
Just from him saying, I have to say, yeah, it's got to be true.
I don't need to hear anything else.
Got to be true.
So you don't want the story?
No, you can tell the story.
No,
we know it's true, though.
But first, we got to, okay, so was it true
Sorry.
Or false? Tell us
so,
that
well,
first.
So, no, you would want, so the, I was
you want the story
supposed
first?
To tell the story so you would be able to make a decision about whether or not it was true or false, but... So John was just a couple of months old and I could not sleep and I had the TV on and I had it on QVC. And at the time they used to have a customer of the day and they would give out the customer number at the, you know, like at midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever. And you would have to call and, you know, declare your prize. So I'm sitting there with John because he's not sleeping. I'm looking at the TV and I'm like, oh, I wonder what my customer number is. So I go and I get my little, you know, QVC card thingy that I had. And lo and behold, it's my number. So I call and I'm like, hey, it's my number. And sure enough, it was. So I won a $1,000 shopping spree from QVC.
Good story. That's true.
Okay. All right, you going next?
Are you that was true.
It was
right?
a true story. Yeah,
okay.
True story.
See, that's wow.
What do you want to pick? One or two?
For the mister?
Yes.
Number two.
That would be the second one.
Okay. And it reads I once met Jeff Gordon and called him short.
So
yeah,
one day,
story.
All right, story is when I was working at Blockbuster, he actually came in with his wife, Brooke. They walk in. Everybody's excited. Ooh, Jeff Gordon. I didn't like Jeff Gordon at the time anyway. Didn't follow the racing a lot, a little bit. He walked in. And he came in, and Brooke is a lot taller. So they go into the store, and she's looking at a movie they want to pick out. First of all, she made him reach for it. He was too short to actually get the movie off the top shelf. So he, instead of asking her to get it, came and asked me to get it. So I come over. I was like, dude, are you short? I mean, you can't reach that. I reached it, pulled it down, gave it to Brooke. Brooke gave me a hug and said, thank you for doing that.
False. It's a lie.
I was in until the hug. And you know
it. And she laughed at him and said, hey, he is taller, shorter than you. You reached it.
Yeah, this is a lie.
Okay.
I'm saying lie.
It's true.
Is it true?
Well, the hug part wasn't true, but yes.
So
wait, hold on.
So you called Jeff Gordon short.
I did. I called him short.
You really called Jeff Gordon short?
He was. He is.
See, but you lied in the storytelling.
Okay,
so. All right.
It's true. That part of the hug is false. Okay.
Okay.
But the truth about calling him short is true.
Okay. Do you know how to play this game?
No, I do. Oh, my gosh. Really? One part of it is false, but the story is true.
But no, if part of your story is false, then the story is false.
All right, can we move on? It's true. It's true.
All right. So what do we want to have Steven do here?
Number two.
You sure?
Yes.
Number two?
Number
That's
two.
The one I wanted.
Can
Good.
You do a number two?
All right. So number two is I was a superhero in high school.
True.
Oh, yeah.
True.
I need to hear the story.
So March 14th was a day we celebrated as Pi Day in high school because it's March, it's 3.14. So we did, in geometry class, we all brought in something. I didn't bring in anything, so I just decided to create a superhero and become Pi Man as a superhero. And it's embarrassing, but so every 3.14 day of the year, I would always dress up as that throughout high school. And that became, I became known as Pi Man, the superhero.
So, all right, let me get this straight. In high school, they called you Pi Man.
This actually could explain a lot.
They called you Pi Man. What flavor of pie were you?
No, I just had the symbol. I had the symbol of pie, the geometry symbol.
Oh, you didn't
of
have
pie.
Like chocolate?
No,
not P-I-E,
or
just
Poot Nanny,
P-I.
Or you know, P-I.
Yeah.
All right. Pie Man.
Pie Man.
Pie Man.
Get it.
No, I get it.
Get it.
I get it. The other, my story would have been better with you being like a
so
piece of pie.
So what do you think? Is it true or is it false?
It's true. 100%
true.
Is
it true?
It's true.
It's true.
That's 100% true.
Unfortunately, I cannot tell a lie on that one.
That is horrible.
Yeah. I told you, man, I was going to go over the top if we were going to do it. So, yep.
Okay.
So that is a new segment. If you have any, if you'd like to play along at home, on Facebook, Twitter, I mean, you know, give us
tell us a lie.
Yeah, tell us a lie or tell us a truth and see if we can figure it out here on the show. Or give us two and we will.
I think we just lost our listeners on Periscope.
Because we said, tell us a lie. Is that why? Anyways.
It is the U.S. election cycle.
You're listening to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. We'll be right back for the last segment of the show. Thank you for listening, and see you next time if this is the last show you're listening to on the air. But Veriscope.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think
I should have just ended, but
so
I didn't.
I'd like to say that our sponsor is glad we haven't mentioned them at all today.
By the way, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting, where you can get the pie put into your attitude.
Ew.
Something strange in your neighborhood. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters!
If something weird and it don't look good, who you gonna call?